Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jumping on with us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, is my good friend Scott Jackson at Jackson Sports on X on Twitter. Scott is down in the Tidewater area as the afternoon show host on Sports Radio 94.1 FM from 3 to 7, doing a great job down there. You know, I reached out to you because Doc isn't done with his big board yet. He's still working on it.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm sure you've talked to him. I think he wants to just hold off until he's got the board done.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing. He's a perfectionist, you know. He's probably just, you know, probably up to the day trying to figure out where to fit those seventh-round guys. And, of course, you know, he's all about the undrafted players, Kevin, the guys who didn't have air conditioning or a three-car garage growing up.
Yes. When we get to training camp, nobody does number 80 through number 90 at camp better than Walker. But I was listening to him with Chris Russell yesterday, and he was doing that thing, you know, where I'm not like you. You know, Chris started talking about draft scenarios and stuff, and he said, see, I can't even think like you. There's nothing about the way you think that is similar to the way I think. It just, he had me rolling yesterday. You tired of talking about this yet?
Yeah, man. I mean, when we got to the Top Golf being an offensive moment thing, I kind of just lost my mind, where I was like, what, you know, are you serious? I mean, Yeah, it's just weird, and I got to worry about what an agent's emoji means, and you know, somebody's parents, you know, are they an interferer and all this other garbage? Yeah, I mean, it is definitely like the NFL, they just print money and they know what they're doing, all this stuff, but yeah, I mean, I would have been happy if they would have held the draft, you know, in the second week of April. I don't need to wait till the 25th.
Yeah, but everybody feels that way, and at the same time, we should thank our lucky stars for this. I mean, this is really good for us. It's interesting conversation. Yeah. These are the debates when they're about the quarterbacks that everybody remembers pretty much where you stood or where people stood. But yeah, Scott, I think part of, a lot of the – you know, you just mentioned the top 30 or the mother out at Arizona State. And by the way, Herm Edwards got one of those, stays, 5-year stays from college football. So did she, by the way, from Arizona State anyway. I think it all kind of is part of our collective PTSD as a fan base.
Oh, yes. Oh, look, there's a lot of this, kind of memories of 2012, I think, too, for what's going on here this year, with the quarterback thing, because we thought we had a really good one, and then they screwed it up, and there's probably some things that were there prior, going into the draft they should have examined a little bit closer. No question. I think there's a lot of that going on, and then, of course, the reach pick the year they went with Haskins. I mean, you can go through it all, just all the misses and the changes of different offenses for poor Jason Campbell, the way they treated Patrick Ramsey was really not protecting him. And then, of course, we went through last year with Sam Howell in a sense, too, with this dysfunctional coaching staff that, nobody was looking out for each other. It was the worst version of complimentary football in the history of football. We acted like we were playing simulated games every week. Way Rivera would talk after these games, it's like they didn't count. We're like, well, we're putting Sam in a lot of situations. I'm like, yeah, a lot of really crappy ones. At that, but hey, whatever. I thought they were keeping score of these games, but it was weird. I mean, we've had a lot of weird scenarios, no question. I mean, this franchise, the Browns and the Bears, I mean, they're the worst at this.
Yeah, but it's a new day, and so I'll get to the quarterback preference for you and what you think they'll do, but I actually had Grant on the show last hour, and I asked him the same thing. And like him and like me, you're the same. You grew up here. You're a fan of the team and have been a lifelong fan of the team. I've been in a mode that we couldn't afford to be in, which is benefit of the doubt, for the last 15, sure. 20 years. What kind of mode are you in? How willing are you to kind of sit back, review, recap, be somewhat constructively critical for something that you have a problem with, but for the most part, be willing to sit back and allow Adam Peters and company to do it. Where are you when it comes to that kind of, current mode in evaluating the franchise?
Yeah, no, I think you have to let them do that. Absolutely. You got to see if it works. And, I know there was, a lot of this old school thought that they just blew it with this collective, meeting with these quarterbacks. Then you hear somebody like Bill Belichick say, I did similar things like that. Maybe not with all the quarterbacks, but you explained it. And they did this in San Francisco as well. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's one particular way that always, for sure works. And, you hear a lot of people, that have been in the league years back saying, it's got to be like the Bill Walsh way. You can't have the GM talking to the owner and all this kind of stuff. But, that's not true anymore. That's bull. I mean, that's not how it works. I mean, Belichick, had the benefit of that, and he ran the ship into the beach. So, I mean, let's stop acting like they had all the answers. So, yeah, I think you have to give them time here. Somebody asked me like 3 weeks ago, well, if they blow this first pick with a quarterback, I mean, how many years does Adam Peters have after that? I'm like, whoa. I mean, like, can we see what the rest of the roster looks like before we do that? Because clearly, the 49ers blew the pick with Trey Lance, and they were fortunate enough to have taken another quarterback who fit into their system. They had a great roster. And that's what it really is, right? Can you build the roster around whoever the quarterback is, whether you believe it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, and can the collective group of them be good enough to kind of go through some growing pains with the quarterback that maybe they have to put, some training wheels on early on before they can completely trust them? And, will the rest of the roster be able to compete every week and keep you in football games?
you've always had, I think, a really good sense of the media landscape, the reporter landscape out there, and I'm being serious, and opinions on who's good, who's good and who isn't.
Yeah.
Is there a person during this craziness of the last couple of months that's out there either providing opinion, hunch, or even quasi-reporting that you have leaned on as, yeah, I kind of trust that it's coming from him?
Yeah, I actually like Reddick, Lewis Reddick, a lot. I think, you know, he cuts out a lot of the other stuff. And I thought, yeah, because, again, he had been in the scouting world. I've kind of been interested in what he's had to say about the quarterbacks. And in particular, because I was one of these people that was very uneasy early on watching Jaden Daniels, not because of his talent, because of his size, right, and the cartoonish hits that he's taken at LSU at times. And I was like, man, I don't know. And, you know, again, this is like, am I just kind of, you know, living in the past with Robert Griffin and that kind of thing? So that's what I was wondering. And then what he said when he went to the pro day and stood next to the guy, and then he talked about his frame, and then obviously when he weighed in and all that stuff, he started gaining weight. Now, granted, he's weighed in after not playing football for several months, so that could be a little deceiving. But I will say this, I mean, the Commanders, of all the things that they get graded on every year, the one thing that has always been really good is the strength and conditioning program over the last several years. So, you know, you would assume they could they could work with this kid to put the right kind of weight on him, right, and the right kind of nutrition on him to keep his size up. But more importantly, can he slide and can he protect himself? And, you know, I think that kind of got my attention when it comes to the quarterbacks, I think, when I was, you know, going through all this stuff. Because I did feel like my gut feeling about May was, yeah, I like him, but, boy, I remember so many embarrassing North Carolina games this year that they were a part of that I was like, wow, how did they lose this game? You know, like, are you serious? I mean, I don't know. He didn't shine in some of the big games. I mean, and there's really, let's be honest, the ACC football, there ain't that many. And that kind of concerned me with him.
Didn't Riddick? I think Riddick's one of those, Orlovsky is as well, that thinks Jaden Daniels should be the first pick in the draft.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, if you look at Orlads, those guys who've been doing it a long time, they've got Jaden Daniels as their number one quarterback ahead of Caleb Williams. There is a lot of people that have Jaden Daniels that are doing this in front of Caleb Williams, which I find fascinating. Because for me, if you could just say, okay, you can have anybody, I would say Caleb Williams still. Maybe it's because of our upbringing, you know, maybe it's because of his locality. I don't know. I still remember the game when he was at Oklahoma and they threw him in there and he saved the day against Texas.
Right.
And I don't know. I've always liked him since then. I think he played with less last year, and USC just was terrible last year with the way things went. And of course, you know, well, the guy who's going to be in charge of the offense ran there was part of their offense last year. So I don't know what that says, but you know, it was a little unnerving there, but I don't know. He would have been the guy I'd be the most comfortable with. But since, you know, obviously that's over, which is interesting, right? The Bears, who have had a history of missing here, have really not even tried to hide it. It feels like for months here, they've been in on at least a good strong month, you know, since the combine. They're sold on Caleb Williams. So, you know, after it got to that point, that's when I started, you know, thinking about it. The McCarthy thing that came out of nowhere has been the most fascinating conversation to me, just because you didn't see him do a whole lot or asked to do a whole lot in college. And here's my real thing that I really like to see happen tomorrow night, Kevin. I'd like to see Adam Peters call Jim Harbaugh and call him on his bluff. Say, you really want McCarthy? You say he's the greatest quarterback in Michigan history. All you got to give us is Justin Herbert. We'll give you the second pick overall. We'll just do that, maybe figure out some other picks, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. By the way, down there in the 757, you know, other than Old Dominion field hockey, is this the number one – Is it the number one by far topic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talked tons of draft and mostly Commanders. You know, we got a lot of Navy down here, so obviously got a lot. We're having a draft party tomorrow night. I have 32 representatives here, fans that are fans of other teams that are showing up for this thing to pick for them, or if they're not having a first round pick, to be on standby to pick. So we're this big party. We got a wide amount of fan bases. But, yeah, I mean, Washington, you know, by the way, down here they still go by the old name by most fans. Is really the team of choice.
All right, Scott Jackson's with us at Jackson Sports. Scott hosts on 94.1 FM down in the Tidewater area, 3 to 7 Eastern weekdays, Monday through Friday. So, who do you want them to pick? Who do you think they'll pick?
Well, I think they are going to pick the guy I think is the best pick, which is, at this point, is Jaden Daniels. I think they're going to go that way. I think all this noise last week, emojis, all aside, top golfing, aside, I think he's going to be the guy. I don't necessarily think it's, you know, some of this stuff lately has been, well, he's the guy who can play tomorrow and win a game. I don't think that's why they're doing it. I think they think there's still some upside there. I just think they think he's the best overall guy, and sure seems to make sense for Kingsbury's system, too.
So is there somebody, if they took him at two, that you would be disappointed with?
I'd be really, excuse me, choking here. I'd be really surprised if they went in on the McCarthy thing.
Go ahead. Get your voice straight. It's I've been having the same issues today. you would be – so McCarthy would be the guy that you would be a bit skeptical with.
Yeah, definitely. Look, again, Harbaugh saying all this stuff after the fact. It makes him look good. It makes them look good. That's great. Won a lot of games, sure. But you didn't ask him to do much. You didn't even let the guy audible. I mean, I got a hard time buying into all this stuff. And I'm sure they feel like there's something there with the smarts and things they could work with. And that's all fine. But, you know, there's also, you know, a lot of, like, unknown, I believe, with him that would seem like at two, at least, would be a reach. Now, if you were saying, oh, you're picking at five or six or something, okay, sure. But I think if you were picking him at two, I define that to be a reach. I've kind of been skeptical of a lot of the McCarthy smoke for a while with him, you know, going as high as, you know, two or three. I still think it's going to be, you know, either Daniels or May or Daniels, and then McCarthy after that.
What else do they have to get out of this draft?
Well, I mean, left tackle, clearly. I mean, because I like Cornelius Lucas, but I would hope that he'd just be available to play right tackle if that experiment continues to be shaky as it was in stretches last year with Wiley. And then I think you're looking at, you know, either corner and rush end still. Although some of those young guys they have in the DN position intrigue me still. I'd like to see them get a tight end, too. I still think that's a question mark. I mean, I don't know how many games you're going to get out of Zach Ertz, you know, and I think he's still, if you could land a solid up-and-coming tight end, I think that would not be the worst thing either, if they could pull that off. But I think, to me, corner is after left tackle, which obviously is quarterback, left tackle, and corner. I'm just not sure. You know, again, I hope to think that coaching is going to be a big help for Emmanuel Forbes this year. You know, Benjamin St. Juste has had stretches of good play, but, you know, just they need more playmakers back there.
How good was the hoops on Monday night?
That was very good. You talking about Monday night or last night?
No, Monday night. The Sixers Knicks game followed by Nuggets Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, last night was good because you finally had some road teams actually win some games.
The
finish with the Lakers was incredible. I mean, you know, I think Jamal Murray, did he finish either number one or one of the top underrated players in the NBA? And that's so true. And that was a huge shot. And just the, you know, the meltdown by the Lakers, to, you know, that one's got a sting. I mean, that one's got a sting for them because they had such a big lead. If they could have gotten that steal, maybe you believe that this could be a series. I don't really believe it is going to be a series now. Maybe they get an A game, but that was awesome. And then, you know, the Sixers kind of got to be kicking themselves in the butt a little bit. But, I mean, even if you just look at it, had the Sixers stole it, do you feel good about them moving forward? I mean, Embiid just, you know, even though he's putting up numbers, he just looks like he could break at any moment.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're in it for the long play, even if they were to get through the series. I mean, it's just like they're not going to be in this very long with him, you know, on one leg essentially.
Do you agree with me that LeBron right now is, from a skill standpoint, certainly from a shooting standpoint, playing the best basketball of his career?
Wow, best of his career. I think he's still, like, you know, if he were a free agent next year, for example, and you told me, you know, he was going to, you could pick a team like that's really bad, I think he would go there. Well, let's use the Wizards, for example. You put him on the Wizards next year, I think they'd be in the playoffs. I think he's that good. He could take a downtrodden team and make them relevant still, yes, at his age. I think that's how good he still is.
Who comes out of the West?
Yeah, he's got to get out of the West, right. If he got out of the West and came over somebody to the East, yeah. Now, if he went to a bottom feeder in the West, maybe it'd be a little bit more of a challenge. But he's still, he's still one of the most impactful players in the league, you know, on a night-in, night-out basis. At his age, who comes out of the West? I still like the Nuggets. When they're playing, when they're not, like, goofing around and, like, bored or whatever it is they do at the beginning of these games, that, especially that first five they put out there, they played the best together. But, I mean, they're vulnerable. There's no doubt. I mean, they could be beaten. But I'm not sure I trust Minnesota or, you know, whoever comes to that Dallas Clippers scenario. It's not a team I really would fear, you know. So I still think it's set up nicely for the Nuggets to get through the West.
All right, good job. Feel better. I will talk to you
later.
All right.
Joking.
Scott.
See you later.
Scott Jackson, everybody. Afternoons at Sports Radio 94.1 FM. In the Tidewater area, in the 757, 3 to 7 weekdays at Jackson Sports on X on Twitter. So today in Detroit, Jaden Daniels spoke again, and he was asked about the possibility of playing in Washington. We'll tell you what he said when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.